What is VLAN? What are the VLAN types? VLAN is a structure made by logically grouping the network users and resources on the local area network, LAN, and assigning them to the ports on the switch. These logical networks are split broadcast domains. VLAN only receives its broadcast, the bandwidth is increased by decreasing the broadcast traffic. VLAN meanings can be defined according to the area, department, person, or even the application or protocol used. Benefits of doing VLAN configuration: 1. It reduces the broadcast traffic in the local network. 2. It makes the network more manageable by assigning at least one VLAN to each of them over the local network. 3. It provides the transmission of many VLAN networks by the trunk method on fiber optic or UTP uplink lines. 4. It makes the network more secure by determining the communication IP routing between VLAN blocks, while taking precautions with a firewall against possible attacks from outside. The primary measure that can be taken for threats from inside will be VLAN configuration and authorization. Segmenting the network using VLAN configuration makes it easier for us to manage users more easily, to configure and apply the access list more easily, and to identify and solve network problems that may occur. By including a guest user in the system network, it can be dangerous for security. Therefore, it will be safer to bring the guest user to the internet over a network isolated from the system. This happens by partitioning the network, i.e. VLAN configuration. Users in the VLAN can only communicate with each other, they cannot communicate with users in a different VLAN. VLAN types 1. Data VLAN. Another name for data VLAN is user VLAN. Common VLAN type. Data VLAN is a VLAN configured to carry non-specialized standard traffic. User-generated internet traffic can be an example of this feature. Also, a VLAN can simultaneously carry audio or video traffic. 2. Default VLAN. Default VLAN. All ports in the switcher are automatically included in the default VLAN when the switcher is started. The fact that all ports of the switches are connected to the default VLAN includes these ports in the same broadcast domain. This allows all devices connected to the switcher to communicate with each other. The default VLAN for UBNT Unify devices is VLAN 1. VLAN 1 has the same features as other VLANs, except that it cannot be renamed or deleted. 3. Local VLAN. Native VLAN. Local VLAN is the VLAN assigned to the trunk port. A trunk port supports traffic without any VLAN tags, untagged traffic, as well as traffic generated by multiple VLANs, tagged traffic. Trunk port directs traffic that does not come from any VLAN to the local VLAN. Traffic generated by a device and not coming from any VLAN is transmitted over the switch's VLAN configured as local VLAN. 4. Management VLAN. Management VLAN. The management VLAN can be any VLAN configured to manage the switcher. If a special VLAN is not configured as the management VLAN, VLAN 1 serves as the management VLAN. When an IP address and subnet mask are assigned to the management VLAN, this switcher can be connected via HTTP, SSH or SNMP. 5. Voice VLAN. It is configured to carry voice traffic along with data traffic from the same switch port. Thus, both a computer and an IP phone can be connected to the same port. The voice VLAN is tagged with a separate VLAN tag. For this, separate VLANs for data are created for a separate voice. When a switch port is configured with a voice VLAN, the connection between the switch and the IP phone simultaneously transmits both voice traffic tagged traffic and data tagged traffic. To do this, the port acts like a trunk.